Okay, guys, welcome to True Threats Radio. I'm hoping my sound is coming in. Doesn't sound very good. Boy, I was just hearing the, I guess I sound okay, they're telling me back at the office. But boy, coming in from my end, listening to the intro music was really broken up. I tell you, man, I don't know what's going on. Anyway, we got a great guest today, guys. Coming up after the break, we've got Alfred Weber, who is a Yale graduate. He's a lawyer who's delved quite heavily into secret societies, particularly Skull and Bones, as you might imagine, because, of course, their headquarters is right there at Yale. So he'll have a lot to say to us about that and a whole lot of other things that are going on. We'll get an insider's perspective about our legal system. And so I'm looking forward to that. Hope you are, too. It should be an interesting interview. As always, before we go to the first commercial break, before we introduce our guest, let me go over a few quick announcements here. Got some new books, guys, available on Lulu. That's lulu.com. Three that I've uploaded this past week, a week and a half or so. And, of course, again, there'll be a lot more coming up in the future. I'm still working on getting that book edited that I've been telling you about, An Alternative View of the Distant Past. I've had so many projects I'm working on, but I should be starting that up here pretty soon. And once that's done, then I'll be letting you know when that will be posted on Lulu. But it's going to be a whopper. I'm going to be addressing a lot of fascinating mysteries from the ancient past, talking about catastrophism, talking about ancient technology, talking about man and dinosaurs coexisting, and tons and tons of evidence to substantiate, pretty much every ancient culture, old world culture, having been to the Americas long before Columbus, and having left traces of their presence here in the form of art, in the form of, architecture, religious ritual and belief and practice, on and on and on it goes. Even skeletal remains, every genotype has a unique skull shape. Every race has a unique skull shape. And pretty much every race has left traces, skeletal traces, in the ancient Americas, particularly in Mexico. There have been Negroid skulls that have been found, Chinese skulls, European, Middle Eastern, you name it. On and on and on it goes. And so that's all addressed in my book, and I'm going to be doing shows coming up on those various subjects, indications of catastrophes on the other planets. Mars particularly had a global flood, just like the Earth did. So anyway, that book will be coming up soon. Just go to lulu.com and type in my name, Charles Giuliani, Giuliani, and you can find the current titles that I have available there as yet. A reminder, guys, if you go to republicbroadcasting.org, there's a live chat forum there. You can talk with one another and the hosts as well. Pretty soon I'll be signed on there. If you want Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom of Fascism, for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling, you can get that from the website, republicbroadcasting.org, order through PayPal, or else you can call 800-724-2719. Or send your check or money order to the RBN office, 2251 Double Creek Boulevard, number 302, and that's in Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Don't forget the new website for the Republic Trading Group. That's republictradinggroup.net, and the toll-free number to call in for that is 800-691-7898. All right, guys, stick with us. We'll be right back with our guest, Alfred Weber. Should be an interesting interview.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear, and here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hey, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. Got our guest here. I'm going to bring him up in just 1 second. Just a reminder, guys, if anybody ever wants to join me and a bunch of my friends, we've got a Pal Talk chat room that runs pretty much all day long, all night long, 24/7. It's called 9/11 Was an Inside Job for the New World Order Agenda. And pretty much it's like number one in the forum, or it's one of the top rooms anyway. As soon as you log on, you'll most likely see it right there, or else just go into the government section, or social issues section, and then click human rights. And then you'll see the room there. I'm always in there under the name Imilac 100, I-M-I-L-A-C. my name's always in there. I'm not always by my computer, of course, but I always have my name in there. And it's great. We have people that come in from all around the world, and we talk about current events and fake government-sponsored terrorism and all kinds of other interesting little things that are going on to lead us closer toward this this New World Order agenda of theirs. So you can just go to paltalk.com and download their free software and come and join us. Anybody has any comments or suggestions for future shows, guests, topics, especially if you have contact info, just send that to truthhurtsradio@aol.com. Hertz is spelled H-E-R-T-Z. And I'll respond to you usually within a day or two. I get back to all my emails. All right, guys, with no further ado, let's bring up our guest, Mr. Alfred Weber, former Yale student. He's a lawyer who's had quite some interesting experience over the years, and he's done a lot of digging into skull and bones, that wonderful beloved fraternity that has brought us such great presidents as Daddy Bush, Junior Bush, and almost John Kerry. Welcome to the show, Mr. Weber.
Well, Charles, I'm very, very happy to be here. You know, and you were just mentioning the 9/11 issue. I'm reading a headline here published yesterday. Kucinich calls for B-52 nuke and new 9/11 investigations. And that's Dennis Kucinich, who's running for president. And he did that in New Mexico, in Santa Fe, yesterday, when he was on the start of a southwestern tour. So he has the power under the Constitution. There's a thing called high constitutional privilege, and Representative Robert F. Drynan in 1973, March of 1973, exercised it, whereby he can bring a resolution for the impeachment of Richard B. Cheney and George W. Bush directly to the floor of the House of Representatives for a vote. Robert F. Drynan did that in March of 1973 as the initial person to bring it against Richard Nixon. By October of 1973, there were 84 separate such resolutions. So Kucinich has said that he might very well use the high constitutional privilege. In other words, Representative Conyers could not bottle it up in the House Judiciary Committee, which he has done so far. So I just wanted to bring
impressed. Yeah, sorry? I'm pretty impressed with him, Kucinich. I'm pretty impressed with him. He's taken some good, you know, some strong stands on some really important issues. No, I don't agree with everything he says and does, but I mean, he's, you know, as far as the wide open border thing goes, and several other issues, he's even pushed legislation to try to stop weather tampering. I don't know if you know about that, but there's been all kinds of, crazy things going on, with, weather modification technology.
Exactly.
And he's the only congressman I know of personally who's ever introduced legislation to, well, actually, there has been a few others decades ago, but in recent times, the only one I know of that's pushed legislation to try to curtail this thing.
Exactly. And,
but I didn't know that he was in on the 9/11 thing, too. That's great to hear.
Yeah. This was, this is something because all of the candidates are really asked this ever since the issue of a potential second 9/11 or false flag operation has come to the fore. Fortunately, the forces, the Bush-Cheney administration, which has put into effect what we call a martial law matrix, that is, a matrix of legislation that would plunge the U.S. into martial law. Martial law means military government. It means that the normal constitutional order is set aside and military government is put into its place. And there's an actual matrix of military of martial law, of military government, starting with the Patriot Act, going on to the Military Commissions Act, going on to a number of executive orders like National Security Presidential Directive 51, that in the event of a catastrophic emergency, the U.S. president takes over command of the legislative, judicial, and executive branches of government. This was put on a stealth fashion, was signed and put up on the White House website on May 9, 2007. This all relates most plausibly to a false flag operation, which could relate to the B-52 nukes. As you and your listeners know, in August of 2007, August 24th, there were a series of six cruise missiles with nuclear warheads loaded on a B-52 at Minot Air Force Base in North Dakota, and against military regulations, and only five of them landed at Louisiana, and all of the air, and a whole number of the Air Force personnel who leaked this to the Army Times are now dead. So that
I heard about that.
The informed speculation, or I would say the investigative journalism, shows that this was probably a command and control circuit by Richard B. Cheney, who was ordering these nukes either for a strike on Iran or at least most plausibly a strike, a nuclear strike within the U.S. See, Charles, I've been tracking these guys since college. Cheney was a year ahead of me at Yale. He flunked out his sophomore year. He's been a loser his entire life.
What? I didn't know he went there, too. I didn't know Cheney went there, too. That's interesting.
Yeah, Cheney
basically
flunked out.
Skull and Bones never recruited that little weasel?
What?
Did Skull and Bones recruit that weasel?
No, because, see, you only enter secret societies in your last year, and he flunked out his sophomore year. And he is just a total loser.
Wait a minute. That's interesting because, I won't argue that, but that's interesting. How did Georgie Boy manage to pass when, you know, not to compliment Cheney, but Georgie Boy must have at least one-tenth the mental capacity of Cheney. How did that
happen? It's called Daddy, Granddaddy, and Skull and Bones.
Yeah, there you go.
George W. Bush's grandfather, Prescott Bush, and his father, George H.W. Bush, possibly the most evil man on the face of the planet at this time. Mm-hmm. And that is no historical exaggeration.
No.
Were members of Skull and Bones. Now, people say, oh, Skull and Bones, that's like being a member of Deke, the party animals, right? No. Skull and Bones was founded in 1832 as an offshoot of a German satanic secret society. Its secret name is the Brotherhood of Death. And when it was founded and chartered at Yale, those individuals who immediately founded it chartered the first clipper ships that went into the smuggling trade, smuggling opium from India to China as part of the opium wars. And that was the first, that was the beginning of the what we can call the permanent war economy, where you have the top three industries of the permanent war economy are drugs, arms, and oil.
Mm-hmm.
So that all of this goes back to the 1830s. If you look at, quote, the American aristocracy, end of quote, all of these household names, what they are is just an intertwining of the Brotherhood of Death, the Rockefeller interests. The Rockefellers essentially got their start as agents of the Rothschilds, the House of Rothschild in Britain in the late 1800s.
This is no accident that, you know, the CIA, of course, has been recruiting most of their key agents from the Skull and Bones. And the CIA has been the number one importer of contraband into this country from day one.
Yeah. The CIA essentially is a governmental agency, which is the governmental arm of the Rockefeller interests.
Yeah.
The Rockefeller interests are estimated to be about $10 trillion.
We've got to go to a short break. Hold that thought, and we'll pick it up when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Okay.
Thank you. Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously, live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Okay, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio, folks. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined by attorney Alfred Weber, Yale graduate. A lot of interesting inside info on Skull and Bones. Do you remember where you left off, Alfred, before the break?
Well, we were talking about Skull and Bones, and this is just sharing with your listeners some of the deep history connecting this up as to how the permanent war economy got started in the so-called U.S. aristocracy. When you hear names like Averill Harriman, the Whitneys, all of these names that are supposed to be so grand and good, these are all Skull and Bones people whose fortunes were built on the illicit trade of drugs, arms, and oil. And you know, through the Brotherhood of Death and through the Rockefeller interests here. And when you say Rockefeller, it should be reminded that prior to the 1920s, I just want to give your listeners a certain data point, and that is that John D. Rockefeller made personally $1 trillion on World War One. I just want to let that sink in. $1 trillion in money of that time on World War One.
Bazillions today, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And the product of the permanent war economy is war. And World War One was set up and caused by the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers to make money on it. Now, all of us have
seen... And the power grab factor, too, of course.
The what?
And to engage in a power grab, you know, after the war to manipulate the situation so that they can dominate the world scene.
Oh, yeah. And all of us can remember the scenes of the horrific carnage and suffering and the millions upon millions of people that were killed in World War One. I mean, that was the war to end all wars, and to the Rockefellers, it was $1 trillion to the bank. And that man was the most reviled person in the United States and on the face of the planet. And in the 1920s, he hired an individual who invented the science of public relations and said, look, the solution to this is to buy up all the media. So Rockefeller essentially bought up all the media and began to stage public events, giving out dimes. You know, the prime rule in the newspapers was that the Rockefellers were to be kept out of the news, and if they were in it, they were to be portrayed favorably. Okay, and that's what they did. And that's the beginning of what the CIA started in the 1950s, Operation Mockingbird, where you have one leading researcher calls it that there's up to 42 NSA and CIA operatives that are posing as high media executives that are completely censoring the news. So this is kind of the symbiosis that you have between the secret societies, the Rockefeller interests, and the Rockefeller interests are just a front for the City of London. Basically, the U.S. is an economic colony of the City of London. Now, what the City of London is this, just so that your listeners are admitted to some of these structural secrets. The City of London is a quasi-independent 677-acre jurisdiction at the heart of London.
Right.
It's where the Inns of Court are. It's where the equivalent of Wall Street for London is. And it's ruled by a committee of 12 banks led by the Bank of England. Those banks are mediated by the House of Rothschild, which is a banking house that goes back 300 years that essentially financed all of the wars and put the current House of Windsor in the throne. The British monarch is a front for the Rothschilds. And the estimated fortune of the Rothschild is $100 trillion.
Jeez.
That essentially is how the world is ruled. The price of gold every day.
Would you say that, who do you think has more money, them or the Vatican Bank? Because the CIA fact book, not that they're to be trusted anything they say either, but the CIA.
This is nothing to do with the CIA. No.
But I'm saying the CIA fact book says that the Vatican Bank has the most holdings of any bank in the world. Would you think that they would have more than even the Rothschilds?
Oh, the Vatican can't touch the Rothschilds. The Vatican is a front for the Rothschilds.
Yeah.
I mean, see, the Vatican and the Roman Catholic Church started as a front for the Roman empires. Basically, when you're looking at the Pope, you're looking at a transmogrification of the Roman Empire. It happened around the year zero, and then around the year 300,
I tell you what, hold that thought, and we'll pick it up when we get back. Stick with us, folks.
Okay.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network.
because you can handle the truth.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
Pinch me, Bill. I can't believe it. A few months ago, I couldn't even afford gas for my car. And here we are with season tickets on the 50-yard line.
I know what you mean, John. I remember the day you saw my new car and asked me if I robbed Bill Gates. Our lives sure have changed since we discovered DidYouRobBillGates.com.
I was struggling to make ends meet. Now I've got a new car. And a college fund for Lisa when she graduates from high school next year. And I owe it all to you, because you told me about DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey, John, we all win when the money problems disappear. I want to tell everybody, because the more people we have on the success team, the better it works. It's hard for the little guy these days. We pool our resources to level the playing field.
So the more people that go to www.DidYouRobBillGates.com, the more cash for everybody. What a concept!
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
All right, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Alfred Weber on as our guest. So, yeah, before the break, we're talking about the CIA / Skull and Bones involvement. You know, the connections cannot be ignored. You know, I was interested to find out that in addition to recruiting from Skull and Bones, the CIA recruits quite heavily from the Brigham Young University. The Mormon religion has a lot to do with this as well. Interesting.
The Mormons are easily manipulable and easy put into because they're fundamentalists, they will easily be put into an Armageddon scenario. And
I guess they kind of have that blind, unquestioning attitude toward, you know, authority.
If you look at the Mormon religion, some people have said that it's not really a religion; it's a cult. And I apologize to the emotional feelings of all of the Mormons, but if you do an analysis,
let me take the burden off you. I'll say it myself: it's a cult.
Yeah. Okay.
It grew out of Freemasonry. It's actually a branch of Freemasonry, if you want to come right down to it. But go ahead.
Yeah, if you look at the origins, and I'm going to bring in here another branch, Charles, of the research that I've been doing, and that's called exopolitics.
Mm-hmm.
And for those of your listeners who may not be familiar with it, exopolitics is the new political science of outer space. It's the study of relations between our human civilization and possible other intelligent civilizations in the universe. And the whole field now is really growing quite rapidly. Exopolitics was nominated for Word of the Year in 2005, and it's essentially founded by a book of mine that appeared early in this century in 2000, the year 2000, called Exopolitics: Politics, Government, and Law in the Universe, which your interested readers can get can pick up at Amazon.com. Now, when one goes and looks at human religions from an exopolitical standpoint, and for example looks at the Mormon religion and all of those experiences between Joseph Smith and the angel Moroni and the plates mm-hmm. of gold and all of this, they fall within a very determined framework of having been an extraterrestrially inspired belief system. And
if you're a follower of Moroni, wouldn't that make you a moron? Sorry, go ahead.
Exactly. And you know, I moron. And the ETs do stuff like this.
Sure.
And they take on forms like angels, and they bury plates of gold, and many of the world's religions, like Moses looking at the burning bush, that's an ET experience, and it comes down. And it then is codified, and, you know, I spoke to God. And, of course, it gives that individual enormous power. So many of the, quote, current world religions have actually been extraterrestrially inspired. If you look at the prophet Muhammad, the kind of interdimensional experiences that he had that led him to his prophetic status without taking anything away from them, if you examine them through an exopolitical lens, were actually interdimensional, probably ultra-dimensional beings that gave him these experiences. And there's nothing wrong with that. It has been always thus. Higher intelligence is highly decentralized in this universe. You know, it isn't the unitary source that comes down and anoints all of the prophets. This is a decentralized thing. But in the case of the Mormons, it was probably a relatively low-level extraterrestrial agency that were setting up disinformation occult for, you know, specified purposes, and that's how they ended up with the CIA. And I can remember.
Well, I would call it a secret. I would call it a secret society, really.
It's, right.
You know. Exactly. Characteristics.
You know. And if you go into the Mormon genealogical caves, where they have computers, they have a data bank on everybody, and they have a genealogy on everybody, because supposedly if you can trace back everybody's genealogy, then you can get them into heaven retroactively. Well, those are actually CIA computers, and that's really a surveillance database. So this is where
I never thought of that. That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's all hogwash. It's all hogwash.
Yeah.
The whole secret society is all hogwash, and it's just the power of compartmentalization, going back to the brotherhood of death. Incidentally, let's just do a little transparency here on the Bush family. If we go to Prescott Bush, George W. Bush's grandfather, who was in Skull and Bones, well, he was a contemporary of Averell Harriman, who was also in a fellow Brotherhood of Death person. I like to say Brotherhood of Death, which is the actual secret name of Skull and Bones.
Mm-hmm.
Together, they financed Hitler starting in 1923 through the Union Bank, which Prescott Bush was an officer in, and also with Brown Brothers Harriman, and through the German financier Fritz Thyssen, who was also part of that whole, the German side of things. They identified and brought Hitler through these satanic circles forward. They identified him as a satanic messiah. And a lot of people
don't realize he was heavily, well, the whole Nazi party was heavily involved in the occult, big time.
Oh, totally. But they were financed by Prescott Bush.
Right.
They weren't financed by Germany. They were financed by the Brotherhood of Death in the U.S. by Averell Harriman and Prescott Bush and the Union Bank. And even during World War II, the Union Bank was shut down for trading with the enemy.
Right.
And it was only through their Brotherhood of Death connections that Prescott Bush was not arrested for trading with the enemy. And then after the war, it was whitewashed so that he was planted in as senator from Connecticut. So that's the Bush family. And then George H.W. Bush, the father of the son of Prescott Bush and the father of George W. Bush, continued as a Brotherhood of Death member.
Yeah.
And it became through the Operation Paperclip, which brought over all of the mind control scientists, and essentially the entire Third Reich was imported to the U.S. through Operation Paperclip to set up fascism in the U.S. And George H.W. Bush became the chief hatchet man of David and Nelson Rockefeller, was part of and was present at, is photographed at Dealey Plaza, helping carry out and oversee the assassination of John F. Kennedy on behalf of the city.
You know, now that you mention that, I got to bring this up. I don't know if you're aware of this, but I just became aware of this recently myself. I didn't know this. When they had the Senate Select Committee on Assassinations back in, 1975, they had called the then CIA director, to give a testimony, which was, what was his name? Colby, William Colby.
Uh-huh.
Probably the only honest CIA director they've ever had. I don't know how he squeezed through the cracks, but anyway, he was cooperating quite heavily with them. He was giving them all kinds of documents, and when they called him in, he said that very thing, what you just mentioned. He said that the two people that were most instrumental in Kennedy's assassination, who were there on the scene, although they weren't in charge, he said the two that they took their orders from were Alan Dulles and David Rockefeller. But he said the two that were in charge on the scene coordinating it was E. Howard Hunt and George H.W. Bush. The very next day, they fired him, and of course, as I'm sure you know, they replaced him with Daddy Bush, who said he was not going to cooperate any further with the commission because of national security concerns, and that was the end of it. They dropped the whole investigation.
Yeah. Now, the you know, so George H.W. Bush then was a chief executive officer in charge of the implementation of fascism in the U.S. through what I call the global mind control empire. He's the one who implemented MK Ultra, implemented COINTELPRO, all of these mind control techniques that have virtually undermined the fabric of government, of democracy, of society, the family in America, have undermined universities, have introduced electronic harassment, have introduced gang stalking throughout all levels of society within the U.S., and have, in essence, hollowed out the U.S. as a moral functioning society, and have permitted it to go forward with such atrocities as the war in Iraq, in which 1 million Iraqi civilians have been killed so far, but the entire Central Asia has been irradiated with ionizing radiation from depleted uranium weapons, making it a mass genocide, ecocide, and omnicide. And those are terms used by the Tokyo Tribunal for War Crimes in Afghanistan. So that so that the U.S. under George W. Bush has become the most heinous nation on the face of the planet, and that the seeds for that essentially were laid under the watch of George H.W. Bush. While he was CIA director, he brought in all these essentially rolled out the fascist state as brought over by...
I want to point out, too, most Americans don't realize this, but single-handedly, daddy and son, Bush, have created the bulk of our national debt. Most of our national debt, the responsibility for it falls personally on their hands. You know, you had Daddy Bush, which was really the president during the Reagan years. Under Reagan, we had accrued more debt than we had under all previous presidents combined, and now Junior has beaten that record. All previous debt ever accrued under all presidents combined, including during the Reagan-Bush years, Bush senior years, that record is now beaten by Junior Bush. So single-handedly, they are responsible for the whopping bulk of our debt and thus the majority of our economic woes and the reason why this country now stands on the brink of complete economic collapse. They single-handedly pulled this off.
Exactly.
So, you know, coming back to the skull and bones thing just real quick, I mean, that's what they are. They're pirates, skull and bones. That's the Jolly Roger that flew on the pirate ships. That's what they are. They're telling you.
Right.
Their own name.
And there's a functional reason why the both Bushes have brought the U.S. into debt. The Bushes work for the City of London. They work for the Rothschilds. And for the Rockefellers who work for the Rothschilds, so that their job is not to administer the U.S. Their job is to loot the treasury on behalf of the House of Rothschild and the U.S. banks, who are instrumentalities of the House of Rothschild, because all of that debt is owed to the U.S. and to the international banks. So they aren't acting as president. They're just looting, acting to loot the treasury on behalf of those banks, and to bring down the U.S. and destroy the U.S. as a democracy, because the long-term strategy of the House of Rothschild and of the International War Crimes Racketeering Organization, The political epithet of this is called, quote, the New World Order, is to bring all countries down to a second-class citizenship, kind of like an economic serfdom.
Third-world status,
And have that acting under an international banking elite.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the purpose behind the North American Union, the purpose behind the Security and Prosperity Partnership, you know, Unite Mexico.
Yeah, whose security, whose prosperity?
Yeah.
You heard the other night that Vicente Fox actually came out and admitted now that, yeah, he did set it up with Bush years ago, several years ago, and back in 95, actually, and that there is going to be an AMRO coming up soon.
Yeah,
he admitted it to Larry King. Yeah.
And they're now starting to leak. In fact, Ron Paul talked about it within the last several days, that they're going to may introduce hyperinflation to run the U.S. value, U.S. dollar down to absolute zero. You may recall that they did that to Germany in the 20s.
And I
saw a picture of a $5 billion mark note.
Wow. Yeah, oh, that was bad. The economy. Well, I'll tell you what, we got to go to break. Stick with us, folks. We'll be right back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself, absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Perkylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Perkylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Perkylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Perkylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. And we're joined today by our guest, Alfred Weber, Yale graduate, expert on secret societies like Skull and Bones, an attorney, insider. You know, I want to ask you in a little bit to give us some background on Skull and Bones. I mean, you know, if you had any, if they tried to recruit you and what experience you had there at Yale. But before we do that, we got a caller on the line. Actually, before I bring her on, too, I just wanted to mention to finish up what we were saying before the break. Yeah, during the 1920s, Germany's economy was systematically destroyed deliberately I think I've mentioned this on previous shows, but the German mark was equal with the British pound in trade value at the end of World War One. But because of the oppressive Versailles Treaty reparation payments that were imposed on them, and because of the fraudulent, you know, Dawes and Young plan that came along supposedly to get them out of debt, it just sunk them worse into debt. The German mark, by the time Hitler came into power, had sunk to 1/20 billionth that of the English pound. It's astonishing. You're going to tell me this is some freak chance accident? This was done deliberately to bring them to desperation so that they would accept the madman Hitler, who promised to get them out of debt. And he did. You know, he renounced the Versailles Treaty. But it turns out that that very man the people wanted to save them was the very man that the ones who set them up in the first place wanted in power to set up their next world war.
Exactly. And Hitler, and it's all the same people doing it. The parties behind the pound are the House of Rothschild and the City of London and banks. And the people financing Hitler were the Skull and Bones Brotherhood of Death Network, who were operating on behalf of the City of London.
Yeah, they were there long before. They go back to the 1840s. And the Bushes weren't the first presidents. You know, we had, Taft. No, not Taft. Who was it? I just had his name on the tip of my tongue. Oh, the president before Wilson. What was his name? He had three names. Oh, I hate when this happens.
William Howard Taft.
It was Taft. Okay, yeah, William Howard Taft. Yeah. He was a Skull and Bones member, of course. And then we had, you know, multitudes, still do, multitudes of congressmen who have belonged.
Exactly. It's just a whole thing. Now, just to answer your question, and I know that you have a caller, I was not in Skull and Bones at Yale. I was in an underground secret society called Torch and Talon, and we rented a beach house. Torch and Talon is now defunct. But this was during the 60s, the 1960s, and we rented a beach house out in Brantford, Connecticut, and would meet there once or twice a week to do counter groups, you know, just kind of talk about each other and our life goals and aims and our lives. It was not a, you know, not this society that was tapped into the world satanic power network.
Right.
And it was, in terms of the dialectic, it was like the good Yale versus the bad Yale.
But you must have known some people, huh, directly, personally, that were involved?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, I know people that, you know, you just know people that are tapped into Skull and Bones, and there are many other societies. You know, a lot of my classmates are in the power structure that were members of Skull and Bones or members of other secret societies that are doing a lot of very bad things. Senator Joe Lieberman.
I'll tell you what, we gotta go to a break. Melissa, holding in Texas. Sorry about that, keeping you waiting. We'll pull you up when we get back from the break. Stick with us.
It's true. Go.